Exercise 3, page 49.
In the studio today, we have singer-songwriter Tess Yale, who has just released her new album, Shooting Stars. Welcome, Tess. Tell me, have you always wanted to be a singer-songwriter?
Well, it's true that I have always loved music. I had a fairly musical childhood. When I was little, my mum used to listen to the radio a lot, and so I was exposed to different styles, from pop to classical. From an early age, I was fascinated by how songs have the ability to hook you with their catchy melodies. It wasn't long after that that I started composing my own tunes.
Did your family encourage you to take music lessons?
I really wanted to have singing lessons and I kept asking for them. But we lived in a remote part of the country and good singing teachers were hard to come by. I finally found a teacher called Miss Gibbons, but she told me that I should learn to play the piano first, which I did. So I didn't get to do the singing lessons I really wanted to do. Still, I was glad that I had taken up the piano.
So you ended up relying on your own natural talent more than anything. That must have been hard.
Well, luckily I was able to continue studying music at secondary school and then later I went on to study voice and composition at university. But I still remember the early days when I was just a teenager. Melodies would come to me and I could even hear the whole piece in my head, the way it should sound with all the different instruments and everything. And I felt so frustrated that I couldn't write it down. I used to hum the tune into a small tape recorder so that it wouldn't get lost.
Technology has come a long way since then, hasn't it? How has it helped you with your compositions?
It's amazing what you can do now. It's all so easy. You can just sing the notes and the computer writes it all up for you. Some people would say that technology has made us lazy, but I call it progress. You can experiment with all kinds of sounds, rhythms, and harmonies. It's fantastic. That's not to say that I don't appreciate real live instruments. In fact, I prefer to use live instruments where possible.
Does that mean that you prefer to perform in front of a live audience rather than be recording?
As a singer-songwriter, I must say I enjoy both. I get a thrill out of creating the music in the first place, but there's nothing better than performing your own pieces in front of an audience. Having said that, I have to admit, there are times when I find touring exhausting and I just want to get back into the recording studio. I try as far as possible to achieve a balance, spending some time out on tour without it upsetting my private life.
What do you like to sing about most? How important are the lyrics to you?
Many of my songs stem from my own life. They are very personal. Others are about things I have seen around me. The lyrics are an essential part of my songs and I sit for days trying to get them right and fit them to the music. I am always conscious of the potential messages they might give to people. It's so easy to come across in the wrong way.
So what advice would you like to give any potential singer-songwriters out there?
Don't aim too high too soon. You have to be patient in this line of work. Keep working at it and accept all criticism as a chance to grow. Work with other musicians as much as you can too. You need their inspiration sometimes.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show, Tess. Good luck with your new album and your upcoming tour.